And, you know, basically we had some discussion about the brick house, you know, maybe different ways trying to speed the process along so we can clean that area up with either a drape in front of the burned out area, and then try to, we have a health hazard in the back, safety hazard more than a health hazard is if we have to roll big trucks down there, if we have electrical problems and stuff like that, we can't do it right now because they had pulled stuff into the alley. So we're going to look at it in the near future, possibly just pushing stuff back into the burnt area.
Now, is that so, the restaurant that burned out, what was it, a year and a half, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think there's still some legal proceedings going on with that, so probably
yes, there is. And that's the holdup.
So the city's kind of limited in what it can do to improve the situation.
That's correct.
Okay. And what street is that on?
Well, it's right on Main, West Main.
Okay, I can always look up the address and I can go to the internet. So right now, though, you're just kind of just waiting for some.
Yes.
And is that state or is that county that needs to say you can do this, or fire marshal, or?
We'll contact their lawyers and say, you know, this is what we want to do, and, you know, hopefully we get a yes or no.
But, I mean, is this a major concern, shall we say?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, say, how much longer do we have to look at this mess, you know, and can't we get it cleaned up? And, of course, if we condemn the property and the city goes in and does it, it's going to cost, you know, several thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.